Good morning. I want to talk to you today about your emotions and just exactly what they mean so that once and for all, you can connect the divine part of yourself and receive what has been created by everything that you have felt. There are so many of you who have decided that jealousy, that rage, that anger, that judgment or condemnation, any of the things that you are feeling in what you would call a negative emotion, is something to be gotten rid of or something to not be proud of. We want you to understand that those emotions are intricately designed by the divine part of you so that you may communicate your experience accurately to it and that it can transmute that energy to the higher octave or vibration of what it is that you have sent and therefore flow to you the life that it has created for you by everything that you have felt. But somewhere along the line, someone has taught you that any of those emotions that we have just mentioned should not be applied or used. This is a false teaching that you have been taught. There is never a time in your experience where you can eliminate emotions from those choices that you have and be in alignment. It's why they're there. So you have to come to terms with the idea that there is no good and bad emotion. There is no right and wrong as far as the universe is concerned, and that you just allow yourself to pick what it is you are feeling and release it. And then we say release it in the love of self. But what does that mean, release it in the love of self? It means that I allow myself as the picker and chooser that I am, as the human that I am, to pick an emotion and intricately notify the universe of how I am feeling in every moment in my experience. And you've done that. Where does it say that you should condemn that you should change that, or that you should judge that, or that somehow this emotion you have attached to and you have become lowly because of it? You are to allow yourself any choice from that array of emotions that you are feeling and know that it is the right choice. Allow it. This is what surrender is in your experience. Some of you don't like the feel of jealousy or anger or rage or injustice or whatever else it is you are experiencing in your experience. But think about it for a moment. Is there any other way to indicate how you are feeling than the feeling that you have sent? Do you think that the universe has made a mistake and that somehow it has told you the wrong thing to do? It's automatic. Life is automatic. You don't have to effort in your experience in order to get the things that you are wanting out of it. You can simply align to yourself in the love of self. This life that I am living has caused me to feel this emotion that I am sending. I'm no longer judging it as right or wrong. I'm no longer condemning it. There's no way that I can condemn an emotion in myself and not condemn it in another. When I see it in another person, I'm going to be very negative. I'm going to be very condescending and make comments or judgments about what it is that they are feeling because I don't allow myself to feel it. When you get this understanding that there are no emotions that are wrong, that there is nothing that you as a human have ever felt that is despicable or shameful or something that you should feel guilty of, then you will understand the creators that you are. You are experiential tools, that the human is a tool that is choosing and picking how it feels to send an emotion off to the divine so that it can cultivate the experiences that the divine would like to express in human form. We hope that this clears it up a little bit for you. Don't be happy when you say, I'm no longer jealous, I'm no longer mad. We promise you, we could find a situation that we could make you jealous and we could make you mad in. That's a false statement. There is just no way that in human form that you are ever going to escape this line of emotions that are offered. You are always going to be dipping in and out of them and using them, and you are never going to transcend them. You can try to numb yourself up. You can try to make yourself believe that you are a superhuman that doesn't feel. But your experience will reveal that it will become very flatlined and you will not be achieving what it is that you came here to achieve. Good day.